The Breakfast Show on yesterday's programme, and if you heard calls for people who spread anti-Semitic hatred to be banned from various social media outlets, and a lot of the more aggressive material we were hearing has been hidden on what's described as the dark web. And Jez got in touch and said, people talk about the dark web, I'm not really quite sure what it actually is. So we thought we'd talk to an expert and find out if we could sum it up in a few words. Professor Mike Jackson is an expert in computer science at Birmingham City University's Business School, and he's with us on the show. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I know it's a bit of a tall order, but the dark web, I mean, is it an entity? Is it a thing? Is it something you can describe in a couple of sentences?
I think what you've got to look at is that we've got to distinguish between what was the internet and the web. We often think the web as being the internet because it's the way we most of us use the internet. But before the web existed, the internet still did exist. It was a lot harder to use, and it was set up maybe 20, 30 years before anybody actually used web access.
Mm. It was a university thing, wasn't it? Wasn't it originally a way of universities to connect?
Yeah, American universities were set up originally, but just four things on the internet. Actually, at one stage, it was just one, which didn't. But anyway, so the internet is underneath the web, and that's what makes the web work. And so when we get a web page, we're effectively asking for an internet address, making a call to an internet address, and we get something back.
Hmm.
In that interchange, because of the way the internet works, we are saying who we are, and we're also identifying who it is we want to talk to. Now, that means that virtually anything we do on the internet can be, in that way, can be spotted and tracked. We can take any message typically on that web exchange and say who sent it and where it's going to. With with what we call the dark web or the dark internet, it's been set up in such a way that, yes, it uses the internet, but there are intermediaries in the way between when you send the message and where it goes to, in such a way that the senders and the receivers can be anonymized.
Right. So you can't find the origination address, and you wouldn't find the destination address then.
Yeah. Would you? So you can have both hidden senders and hidden sites as well.
So essentially, I mean, is that software? Is it that is masking this information?
Well, the major technology is actually what's called Tor, or the onion ring, onion routing, because there are layers of routing in it, which are all peeled off in the same way you'd peel off an onion. And it was actually developed by the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory with the intention of making very secure internet connections. Obviously, governments might have an interest in not being able to spy in on what sort of communications they're making. And how to do this over the internet was actually developed by the U.S. Naval.
So the dark web, in essence, then, isn't an entity per se. I mean, it is the internet, but it is used in a way that is anonymized, and that's simply what we're talking about.
That's right, but there are different ways that people behave when they are using this type of technology. For instance, you know, if you're operating a legitimate website, then one of your aims is to make the website available all the time.
Mm.
Some of these anonymized websites will be there one day, they'll disappear the next day, they'll come back the day after that. You have to catch them when they're there.
Fascinating. Mike, thanks for your expertise this morning. A little bit of an insight into what the dark web actually is. Jez, I hope that helps you out. You got in touch, and I know a lot of other people were thinking probably the same. The dark web, we hear it being talked about, but exactly what is it? That was Professor Mike Jackson, an expert in computer sciences at Birmingham City University's Business School.
BBC Coventry and Warren.